Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Welcome to Voice Rising. With me today is Geeta Novotny, a classically trained opera singer who has created a revolutionary voice training methodology based on science and art, using the strength of the classical voice technique, matched with the holistic and intuitive understanding of singing, and of course, respecting each individual's voice. Welcome, Geeta, to Voice Rising.
Oh, thank you, Kara. Thank you so much. And I'm so honored to be here and to speak with you, as you have such a mastery in the vocal world. And hello, listeners. And as Kara and I were talking before, happy spring. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Happy spring.
Yes.
Equinox, right? It's,
yes.
It's really a beautiful moment to take in that thought of balance, of harmony, that at this time, night and day are in perfect equilibrium. I think it's just precious. And if we think about music, it's similar, right? People think only of, you know, melody and sound going out, but there's a lot of rest and spaciousness inside of music. There's a lot of,
yeah,
right, to keep that balance. And I think that's
right.
One of the gifts that you have is that you're blending the what we know in our world of training, the classical voice training, or you know the typical mastering scales, etc., with the meditation, with the mindfulness, with the spiritual aspect. So, Geeta, share with us. You also had your own healing journey, and it was also very much influenced the healing through your voice. Share with us what you yourself have discovered as a singer and a performer and a vocal coach about the gift of voice.
The gift of voice. And I love
yeah.
that, the gift of voice. And yes, to echo what you were saying, Kara, is, you know, I always feel like spring marks the actual beginning of the new year. And in other cultures,
yeah.
it does. And
yes.
so, and it's also the beginning of the zodiac, you know, and Western astrology, things like that. But so you said it beautifully. Anything that is of the earth, singing replicates, you know, in a very broad sense. But the way that I look at it is we were gifted, as human beings on this earth, we were gifted a handful of self-healers. And we have forgotten it through the ages of maybe the Industrial Revolution and the technological age, that we ourselves have the ability to heal ourselves and
yes.
most things, and manage our emotional states to create equilibrium of frequencies. And when I say those healing modalities are what I consider singing as our birthright, singing, sonic
yes.
medicine, movement, dance, the expression of tantra, whether that be in the sacral realm or
mm-hmm.
whether just connections with people, and we have the earth and plant medicines. Excuse me. Speaking of which, I was telling Kara earlier that the pollen count is very high in Los Angeles right now. So please excuse me if I'm clearing my throat. But isn't it lovely that we get to have these? I get to smell jasmine for the for the
yes.
first time, you know, of the year. It's just extraordinary. So anyway, going back to your question, was Basically, yes. I think when we sing, and my method specifically, which is this embodied practice of using all the energy centers, and if you speak the language of the chakras, it's everything with the root chakra, the sacral, the heart, the power center, the throat, the resonators, the third eye, and the crown. And that also has complete equalizing with a physiological realm of what the points of the vagus nerve are. I mean, we don't have to always think about it we can speak several languages, which is the realms of the spiritual practices, the realms of the physiological practice, and what singing mm-hmm. does to hit those points of the vagus nerve, and what our grounded material world plane allows us to experience. So I think
a lot of people, there's a big trend now with, you know, toning the vagus nerve. But as you know, as singers, we know that this is a fascinating thing, I think, is that most of the people, when they get stressed, they're going to go into flight, right? Or they're going to go into freeze, or they're going to go into fight. And the interesting thing is that when you're in tone, when you're in tune and in tone, as a singer, if you're in the music, you are transcended, or you are outside of those typical reactive states. So you're at one with your being. And the blessing in all this is, at least for me, is that the vowels that are in all languages, they're centered right over our heart. And between that third eye and that, you know, that heart that we have, or then connected to all the chakras, of course, the root. And it's so magical. And I think somebody told me once that, you know, if you used to go, and probably if you go now, to a shaman and you were very ill, they would say, when's the last time you sang? When's the last time you danced? When's the last time you heard a good story? And when's the last time you slept? And I think, you know, it, like you said, we have so many tools. And and I'm sure for you it's the same. You know, people can spend years in therapy, and I don't want to say that, you know, therapy is wrong, but there's something really magical when somebody is, let's say, going through a separation and they choose a song, and it's very often like that. I'm sure you know that too, it would be interesting to know how it is for you, because often people come in and they're like, I really want to sing this song, and it's exactly what's going on in their life. And they sometimes don't even realize it. They don't realize it, but that's their way of breathing through it, of giving it space, of turning something that is a struggle or a tension into beauty. And that That is so magical. And if you look at the operas that you were singing, I want to share with our audience, you sent in a piece which is very well known and is very beautiful. It's from Carmina Burana. It was written in the 13th century. As far as I know, they basically rediscovered these poems, right? Latin poems, medieval Latin poems. It's part of an entire big collection that I know it in Europe. Sometimes people meet like thousands of people to sing together, right?
Yeah.
Carmina Burana. And as far as I know, it's a similar topic of fate, of, you know, that's what the fascinating thing is, like, you as a singer are, or we as singers, you as a singer, we're transcending time and space. We're taking something from the 13th century and it's current. Isn't that wild?
It's also wild, because I think what we forget as we a lot of, I think, humans in our time and space, because maybe we don't have remembrances of anything before this, that we feel we are the most evolved in our time and space, and we don't realize that. And this is why I love classical music, because it shows us it's a time capsule. We get to go back in time and see that humans were always wanting the same things. We were always complex. And I actually believe in ancient wisdom, and I know you probably feel this way too. Yeah. We had much better ways to deal with the human being than we do now. And what I feel is a culture that is not built on human first ideals. Mm-hmm. So yes, we have all these little beautiful indicators in that music from the 13th century, you know?
Yes, yeah. So let's listen to it, and then you can share a little bit more. Let's listen to In Trutina, Carmina Burana, and of course, it's Gita Novotny who's with me here today in studio, and we're going to take a listen and get a taste of your voice.
Great.
Beautiful.
Thank
Gita,
you.
What do you think when you hear this line, before we make music, music makes us?
Before we make music, music makes us. Well, I think it's music is what inherently lives within us. It is all mm-hmm. of the elements of music, which it's the hidden healer. And so mm-hmm. it's the opposite. I think a lot of these things in our lives, we feel like we have control. We feel like we are the architects of our own destiny. And I do believe that to a certain extent that we're seated with the indications of what we need, mm-hmm. you know, as far as the healer, you know, we need, is the medicine a song that day? Is the medicine therapy? Is the medicine dance? Is the medicine this? And that's essentially what I feel that, of the many things that singing, you know, a session in singing can do, what I try to get my clients to do is to really understand their deepest intuition. To me, singing actually strengthens your intuition more than anything.
Yes.
So you understand what resonates with you. I give this example. I say, listen, when you sing, you know, and you know this, Cara, like mm-hmm. you only can go by feel and by your aural sense, your ear. So it forces you to feel and understand and go deep into your body. And therefore, by nature, that strengthens your intuition. And it puts us into the flow state. And then, you know, I can get into that too. What exactly does that mean to be in a flow state? Because I think that's very mm-hmm. confusing to people also. I didn't know where we were on time if we had to take a break, so I didn't want to.
we have a couple of no. minutes if you'd like to share
okay.
with, you know, we sometimes call it to be in the zone or to be in the flow state.
Yeah.
So share with us, what does it mean to be in that flow state?
What it means when I've seen it empirically with people in my life or with clients, you know, it really is the definition of frequency. I mean, if we think about it, it's mm-hmm. the rate at which vibration occurs that coalesces into a wave. And our bodies know this wave. It knows the sound. It knows the electromagnetic frequency. It knows radio waves and light. And these waves pass through a fixed point in time. That's what frequency is. Now, how that translates in outside of the body, that's the smallest distillation. That's like an atomic level, right? And then we mm-hmm. move into that feeling. Once we have that in ourselves, it vibrates out into the different parts of our body and our organ and then up into our brain and then through the entrainment of the rest of the body. I always feel like the heart and the mind can speak different languages. And we know this. And so mm-hmm. I believe singing, because it sits there right in the middle of the heart and the mind, that exactly. it is the key to entrainment, you know, yes. and we just
I'm
pass,
glad you brought
we're passing
that up.
A story. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought that up, because I say similar things that, you know, people are focused. There's a lot of institutes, Heart Math Institute, et cetera,
yeah.
that are very much talking about the heart field. And then you have a lot of people that are talking about the mind and the focus energy. And people will sometimes say to me, Cara, should I follow my head or my heart, or my head or my head says this, my heart says this. I'm like, follow your voice, right? Follow your voice, because your voice is integrating not only your logic and your mind and your intuition and your imagination and your feelings. It's integrating the amount of humidity in the air. It's an amazing sensory, like all your senses are going through the throat, your hearing, your eyes, right? And your skin,
yes.
right? But it, yes. I think people don't realize, because we come out with a voice and then we're talking all the time and people are consuming the radio and what they don't realize how precious it is. It is so small and yet so powerful. And it mm-hmm. is really integrating on so many levels that it's phenomenal. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah. It goes back to the silence. Yes, and I agree, it is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you said at the beginning of the interview, Cara, about the silence. Mm-hmm. What I always thought, silence can be the best boundary. Silence can be the best medicine. And mm-hmm. when we have, like you were saying, the silence in the music, that creates the whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. Those little breaks, or like we talked about, the rhythm, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. And I built a whole workshop on, you know, I think it's called Discover Your Voice, Revolutionize Your Life. And it's all built on the fact that we are in an information age. We have yes. so many realms of content. We're receiving, that we get overwhelmed. How are we broadcasting? The only way we can hear what to broadcast truly is by being in silence and being able to really digest that information in a way that is healthy, to us to not feel so externalized, that our energy is dispersive, right? Mm-hmm. That it stays mm-hmm. within us. What is our truth? I always say to my clients, like, is it trend or truth? And what I mean by that is, say trend, is that your social conditioning speaking? And look at what do you feel is your truth? And I'm not saying necessarily, sometimes we have to refine truth a little bit. We have to refine our social conditioning. It's not one or the other can be right or wrong. It's just helping people disseminate what is really their soul speaking. And to me, singing is a pathway to the divine. The singing is the thing that your soul just speaks from your voice. It has no other choice, because it's an energetic realm. The soul is.
It also is going into different registers where people have to shift, because if we're singing, you know, in a higher range, it's not where we're normally speaking at the restaurant. So we then go into the music. We are going to take a very short break now.
Okay.
So hold your thoughts. We're going to take a very short break for the sponsors, and we'll be right back with Gita Novotny.
Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Cara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Cara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Cara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.carajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I'm your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me today is founder of Revolution Voice, Geeta Novotny. Geeta, welcome back.
Thank you.
If we look at disease, we can see that it's a form of disharmony. And we know that there's no organ and there's no cell in our body that is not, number one, producing a song or producing a frequency. We also know that there's not one cell or one organ that is not able to be affected by music and vibration. I know you do a lot of work with sound baths, with sound medicine, with sonic healing. As you know, we are all in this together with the global pandemic, which hopefully will go soon into an endemic. But besides this COVID phase, we have mental health, we have depression, we have cancer, we have high blood pressure, diabetes, autoimmune, yada, yada, yada. The list goes, you know, it's so long. And what I find fascinating with sound medicine and, you know, music medicine and sound healing is that we don't have to believe. The fact is, if you put yourself in a sound bath, whether you believe in it or not, it's not, you know, you don't have to believe that it's going to work. It works. It works because sound seeks coherency, the cells seek coherency, and our body wants harmony and wants ease and not disease. So in these evolutionary times that we're in, what do you see your role as a healer and as a singer and composer and vocal coach? And where do you see sound healing and sound baths? You know, where do you see us going in the next years?
Wow, that's a very powerful question. I kind of have to go back to the inception of when I started Revolution Voice, which I had gone through my own personal journey. And I always say, you know, I cannot walk the path that I haven't, you know, that I cannot guide the path that I haven't walked. And I had to go through a lot of deep transformation, healing my own family traumas, childhood traumas, karma, burning off my karma, all of that to be able to reach a dharmic state where I can actually call myself a healing arts practitioner. And as you know, being a teacher, we get back, you know, so much beauty and wonderment and knowledge from our students and clients. When I started this journey, when this transition from being an opera singer to I guess a sound healer, is that it really did feel guided. I was going through such a difficult time in my life, and I was sitting between these quartz crystal bowls, and I literally thought, there is something wrong with you. Like, what are you doing? You know? But something just drew me, and I was going on all these journeys. I had to figure out and know anything and everything I could about sound. And, you know, obviously fast forward all these years later, I can see exactly why that was happening. And And I did say, you know, this is probably around 2012. And I said, you know, by probably 2015, 16, this will, sound healing will become very trendy and popular, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens is I don't necessarily see it as a, like a negative thing. I see it as that the consciousness was ready for it. When I grew up in a tiny town in Western Pennsylvania, and when I saw, I think in like 2011, that they had a vegan organic restaurant, and this is a small town which didn't have anything to offer like that, I thought, that's an indication to be a visionary for what the future holds. And so what I feel is the story of Sonic Medicine is I believe that it can be implemented into Western medicine. I mean, it already is integrated into Western medicine as far as dealing with non-invasive ways to, you know, break up kidney stones and things like that. But I just think it's not mainstream. And I think we can distill it into the mainstream by, and I think that's part of my service in the world is to really collect a lot of empirical evidence. And, you know, I've been able to, I've been fortunate to speak on conferences at UCLA where I do an experiential or I speak to the empirical nature of sonic medicine. Empirical meaning that, you know, that we don't need to just always study it in science. That's a part that we absolutely need. But we also need the anecdotal experiences and the consistent patternings we see from working with people in sonic medicine. And I think that that's one of my goals is that people can go into any clinic and that is the treatment plan. And that might not be always the medicine, but that is the medicine, is that you will get sound treatment that day. And like I said, people are doing it, but it's still not the mainstream. And I think it was just my, I think that's really, I just know it's my purpose and there's many other things I could say about it, but I think that that's what I'm tasked with. That is one of my purposes, to be one of those people that are, that, you know, one of these healing arts practitioners and singers and performers that are always getting out the, whether it's my performing, whether it's my composition, whether it's working with clients all day, which I'm in wonderment with, that it's always really mirroring this, the story of humanity and how we can empower our voices, empower ourselves to heal ourselves with what the tools we have from the day we were born, especially in sonic medicine.
Yes, yes. I know there are new there are hospitals in England that can, they're working when they they're working with cancer tumors that they can hear the cancer cells, and they're different than the healthy cells, and this allows them to, you know, take out the tumor. I guess, you know, the tissue is so close together, right, that they can't always see it. So now they're listening. I find that phenomenal. I also find it phenomenal that that there are studies. I was on a watching a summit from John Stuart Reed the other day, and there are studies where if you sing or put music into you know, a blood sample, that it increases in his health. But if the music, if the same music is much too loud, then it kills the red blood cells. So I mean, this is also to be to be attentive for all of us that, you know, I mean, I'm not one of those people to go to really, really loud clubs, but it's not that we're old fashioned. It's literally that our nervous system and that our organs are very finely tuned. And if we get too much noise, I mean, it's a form of torture, right? So the sound, it's a little bit like fire, right? We can use fire to cook and to warm ourselves, and we can also use fire to burn down the house. So we have to to be conscious of what we're doing. I want to, we said at the beginning of the show, which I'm so excited about, yesterday was a beautiful day in Berlin. It is equinox. It's the start of spring in the northern hemisphere. And it's just a very precious time. You also said it, that it's it feels like the new year. I'm also planting my visions in this time. I don't do it in January because I'm like, I'm not going to follow through anyway. It's cold. It's dark.
Exactly.
It just feels natural, right? To if we want to do projects. So share with us. I want to play for our listeners Spring Wind.
Yes.
Would you like to say a few words about this song?
This song, now you're going to hear another voice in this song, mm-hmm. and that's my wonderful sister, Dana. She's 15 months older than me. Yes, we're kind of Irish twins. And we talk about even more realms of the voice and the body and how frequencies match and dissonance and consonants. You know, she and I had a career together for a while. Nice. In fact, we debuted at Carnegie Hall together doing Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. We were the soloists. So this was me and her and I singing together. And this is one of our this is on our album Unité. And this is one of our favorite pieces that we sing together. And when you get to sing with somebody who you're related to and you both have the same, say, resonance and frequency status, in a sense, the overtones and the harmonics are just extremely powerful. And to, mm-hmm. for anybody to be able to experience that, to me, is precious. And I try to sing a lot with my own clients because I want them to feel our harmony, you know, the overtones and the harmonics that we can create with our voice, which is indicative of humanity, you know?
Yes, yes. And the resonance, it's there. Beautiful. Let's listen into Spring Wind. Gita Novotny, who's with me here in studio, and her sister, Dana, is that correct?
Yes, Dana, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
When you're trained, obviously, as a classical singer, mm-hmm. and yet you also are opening voices in intuitive, what we would call intuitive singing, do you work a lot with people in the traditional way, more at the piano and you know, focus their placement and their tones, or do you work maybe on a yoga mat and work with crystal balls? How do you, is there a difference? Do you have different clients? Are there clients coming mm-hmm. to you for arias and vocalise and other clients that are coming? Yeah. So you're jumping between, you're on the floor and then at
I'm
the
everything.
Piano, you're everything. Wow,
I have a framework, Kara, you know, I have a framework of my method, you know, that's the revolution of voice method, but I always say we flow within the framework. Remember the flow state, I would say we, you know, if we're taking a canoe, you know, or a kayak down a river, we might hit rapids. We might hit a waterfall. We might have still water. So we have to be able to flow within that framework. And when a client comes to me, this becomes more than just obviously a vocal coaching lesson, and every client is so beautiful. I mean, I love hearing my clients talk. I love hearing their stories. I feel like I get to listen to a beautiful aria, and I'm reading this most, incredible, fascinating novel that has me riveted. Mm-hmm. I'm riveted by every single one of my clients. And what, by them speaking out their truth, and I know how to structure the lesson. How do you learn? What is your personality? Do you have any neurodivergence? Are you an aural visual learner? Are you both? Mm-hmm. Are you self-sense? Mm-hmm. What are your clairsentience? There's so many things that I like to analyze in the moment. And so we actually start by sitting because I want you to feel your pelvic floor, and I want you to feel your sits bones, because to me, the pelvic floor, that's the terra firma that anchors our sound and polarity to the dome of our skull and the crown. Mm-hmm. And it provides the roots for the channel that through the breath carries the voice through the vocal cords and bounces off the resonators and out into the world. And also too, because I have a very embodied practice and it's very physical. So, we do a lot of breath work before, we'll even do aromatherapy, and plus the singing in general. What my job is to do is to distill the highest form of sonic medicine, so you feel it in every cell of your body. So that's a physical act, and it can be, I always tell them, you're burning lots of calories too. Like, it's toning. It's toning from the body, from the inside out. Everything you can think of, it does for the body in complete and utter amazement and beautiful health and wellness and transformative wellness for the body. It does. Every single, from the cells to the heart to the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the neural pathways, all of that. So if they sit, we can kind of firm and root the energy. And so, and then sometimes, one of my clients the other day, she was like, I just need to go outside and sing. So she walked out my front door and she just sang outside with the trees. Beautiful. And the nature, And then, but I do provide also a very rooted analytical method, which is, we combine both. I mean, I'm very analytical, science-minded, technical-minded, but then I also have a very flow, imaginative, we go into those realms of, again, with that river, the flow. And so, I do traditional warm-ups at the piano, because I just believe those are tried and true. And then when it goes to songs, the songs can be, as you said earlier, the therapy. But I'll tell you, most of my clients are not singers. They're from all walks of life, all demographics. I do have several clients that come to me that are touring artists that, it just depends. Really the main job is to make your body a delivery system for your own sonic medicine, and that's through a technique, and then also through song. We go multi-genre. I mean, I'm working with, we do jazz, we do rock, pop, everything, but I will always try to give them an opera aria because it is theirs. I spent many years in the classical world with, we weren't allowed to sing an aria until we were a certain age and we had a certain method, which is true, but I'm confident in my method that when they, and believe me, I mean, Cara, you would be amazed, and I'm sure you experience this with your own students, is that I have, PR executives and doctors who are singing like O Mio Babbino Caro or Por Di Amor, they're singing, and plus the languages, you talked about the vowels. The vowels are what carry the frequency of the story. And so we work in the romance languages, which they're evocative. And so if my clients can sing operatic and they can feel the phrasing and that highest form where the crystalline natures of their bodies, they can feel it vibrating. They feel their heads and their bodies just vibrating. Then I've done my job, And it blows my mind. I said, this is also your music. This isn't just an opera singer's music. This isn't just a jazz singer's music, that's kind of how it works,
I think it's very precious, and that we come back to this phrase, before we make music, music makes us. My experience is that some people come and they, we open the channel, the voice channel, and they feel safe or maybe secure with, let's say an easy mantra or something. But there are people that come and they want to sing these really big songs and somewhere from Bernstein, or, they have this, it's a longing and it's a yearning, and they might not be able to make all the notes, but the amazing thing is this resonance that when they hear good music and they absorb good music, and maybe you're singing with them, suddenly the voice starts opening. And it's, for me, it's always like watching, I remember doing an interview in New York and somebody said, like, you know, why are you coaching and not only performing or something? I don't know. I was like, I'm living in Berlin. This is my garden. Like, when these people blossom, it's the most beautiful gift that you can have, is if you nurture, you know, if two people connect and then suddenly you watch, like you said, you watch this person leave your house and just sing to the sky. You're like, it's like a rose flower. It's so beautiful. We're going to take
You've given me chills. Oh,
yes. Yeah. We're going to take a very, very short break and come back. Yeah, we have a surprise. We have one last song for you. So we're going to take a very short break and then we'll be back with Gita Novotny.
Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me today is founder of Revolution Voice, Gita Novotny. And we were just talking about just basically the beauty of opening and awakening and nurturing voices and frequencies. So you said I gave you chills. So speak to that image about being a gardener, of the colors, the light that flies out of our mouths. They know now that sound is actually creating light. It's creating an infrared light that's surrounding us. So what is it like for you as a vocal coach when you have someone come to your studio and you said that you work with a lot of people that are not singers? Or I put that in quotation marks, right? Because I too believe everybody has a voice and can sing.
That's true.
Right? So that's a quote, like a, you know. They maybe come and they're scared and they're timid and they remember feeling really free as a kid. Maybe they were traumatized. Maybe they had an accident where, you know, they have a whiplash. I don't know. And their voice is tight. They're scared. They're afraid of public speaking. And you take them by the hand and you share with them your wisdom, and suddenly they embody this beautiful resonance and hear their frequency and their tone. They come home. They come home. They remember that. What does it feel like?
Ooh, I mean, just you talking about it gives me chills and it makes me emotional. I mean, I know my clients would always probably say, like, when anybody unleashes their voice and unharnesses their voice in with me, I feel completely honored, because that, to me, releasing the voice in that way, especially through singing, is the most intimate journey, and it is your deepest vulnerability. And in my workshops, I've had people say, I'd rather stand up in front of a whole crowd completely naked than sing solo in front of people. And so when they give me that, then I feel like, I just sometimes I will just start tearing up And I'll apologize because, you know, I can't help it. It's just that they're so beautiful. And I just really believe everyone's voice is so beautiful to me. And people challenge me on that. And I said, no, I don't hear it like you do. And in this, you know, the public has made it a commodity or a talent. And I don't hear it that way at all. To me, it is your beautiful bioenergetic healer. And that's what I'm saying. Yes. Everybody's voice, it's your most powerful healer because your own singing voice contains your own bioenergetic medicine. It's not my voice. My voice can maybe move you, but yours is the most powerful for your own unlocking of your conscious subconscious and your healing and recalibration of your body to create harmony and melody within your own cells. And it's fascinating to me because you like you just said that so many of us in our life, the moment we opened up our voice to speak our truth, we've sustained injury from that. And mm-hmm. so, and all of us, and variable kinds of injury. But there's mm-hmm. no hierarchies to the voice. My feelings are not more important than yours. I mean, I may not agree sometimes with, say, like my daughter, she's a teenager. I may not agree with her perception, or I know it's not that I don't agree with it. It's just that I don't necessarily align with it, or I don't resonate mm-hmm. with it, but it's still how she feels. And I think taking that emotional spectrum into play is very helpful because that's the safe space or the gentle space that we have to work in. So we have to create that first before they feel comfortable to sing. And most of my clients, I mean, they go right to it. That's why I'm in wonderment because we're doing sirens and then we're singing this and this and there, and they're so beautiful, Cara. I know you know how this feels like.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
watching them. It's like children learning to walk sometimes. It's just so beautiful. They're like, and they're starting to phonate and they're blossoming. You watch the lotus bloom in front of your eyes like you just said.
Exactly.
I can't, to me, when I'm in that state of tantra with somebody, that weaving of our energies and that being able to be the witness to their blossoming, it is, there's nothing like it in the world. I am so fortunate to be able to witness that every single day. And so there's the answer to your question.
Yeah, and I think there are two more things that come to mind when I listen to you speaking. The one thing is the amount of energy that we set free that was blocked or held back.
Yes.
You know, that is just phenomenal. It's like that energy we need in our world, that highly creative, beautiful energy. Most people I know that start opening their voice channel, they become, you know, it doesn't matter if they're singing, they could be writing books, they can be journaling. But what I think people underestimate is that every time we're speaking, it's like a feedback loop to our body that we're well. So if our mm-hmm. voice is tight or if our breath is not relaxed, that we're even in a conversation with our boss or with our husband, we're unconsciously perhaps feeding our body, because of course we're listening to our voice, with a tight, unrelaxed or non-resonant sound. So we're giving our body constantly this feedback, right? So if we open up that sound and can deepen that practice so that we see this not as a once a week voice class, but like as a exploration, right? Then not only do we have our own sound that is a feedback loop, but all of our relationships with our boss and our husband and the lady at the counter, suddenly that frequency shifts. So it's not
absolutely.
Only a personal journey, it's a collective or a communal gift, which I don't
absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
No, you I were totally
part,
agree.
Yeah. Gita, you were part of a project mm-hmm. and you composed and performed vocals and you contributed to the opening and title song of a project that Deepak Chopra put together entitled Home, Where Everyone is Welcome. And it was poems and songs inspired by American immigrants. I believe your father, he's from India, correct? And your mother too, or is she?
My mother is of Irish descent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Irish.
Quite the polarity.
Wow, that's quite a beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I want the people to listen to this song, but is there anything you'd like? It's not. Yes, it's this piece. Is there anything you'd like to share before we listen to it? Home. I think it's a nice way to close and think of, you know, where's our home? And
yes. Home, I mean, beautiful. I always think of, you know, I use everything from quantum physics to astrology and elements to symbolize for clients. And I think of our Taurus energy, which is our home. It is home. It is like, what is the home within ourselves? What is our material world home? Those kinds of things. But it was echoing what you said is this. You're so right about this. I always tell people your voice is about will, self-expression, and communication. But the high rise of the elements of the voice, and singing can bring this out. Like you said, it releases so much energy. You then transform your voice into one that can inspire, create, and heal. And when you transmute the story, it's moving at the speed of sound. It is moving fast. It's so true. It's like we really literally transform how we're heard in the world and how we communicate. And so yes, and then going back what you said about home with this project is around equity and equality, you know, around human first culture. And this is, you know, there's a lot about this project I did with Deepak, but this one, yes, they entitled this home, and I was very honored that they did. And I didn't even know when the producers asked me to compose this, I didn't know who it was for. They wouldn't tell me because it was kind of a secret and they didn't want, and I just let it channel out. And then they told me later, oh, this is with Deepak and, you know, you're going to be doing book signings and panels with him. And, but you're right. I think it goes into what is home. And really, we believe that that is our voice, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I believe it's oddly enough, it's not only you and me, oddly enough, everybody comes to the earth with a strong voice running through the core of their body, right? There's a new science that says, you know, that literally because voice keeps on rippling out, like, you know, like the ocean waves, if you sing to the stars, it will arrive at some point, which is just mind-blowing.
Ooh, mind-blowing. I love that.
Let's take a quick listen because we're really coming to the end. It has to be just a little taste. I do want to be able to say goodbye to you. So this is Home. This is Gita, and it's a project by Deepak Chopra.
Home. Dreams. So.
were listening to the track Home, and you also heard Gita's beautiful voice. It's a project by Deepak Chopra. Gita, we're coming to the end of the show. I don't even know if we have 30 seconds. I want to, first of all, thank you for being here with me. We know the collective power of sound, and we know we're connected, all of us, through the voice. We're able to connect our hearts and synchronize. If you had a big intent that we could set as we close this show for our world in 6 months from now, what, or even in 3 months from now, what would that be?
Oh, goodness. That's a broad question, but I think it's...
That's a big one. One word.
You know,
you're a singer.
Singing, like, just start humming. Just find your voice. Just start humming, feel the vibrations in your chest, and build it from there. We can change the world.
Beautiful.
Just build it in that seed, from that seed.
From that seed, build it. Start humming, everybody. Build it from that seed. Connect to your voice. Connect to each other. Thank you, Gita, so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for all the beautiful
blessings.
Work you're doing.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.